Case number 9831, Joanne Evans, west of Road 331, 431. 0.3 miles southwest of Road 329, West Piney Grove Road. Special use exception for a commercial dog kennel.
I've got the roast of your dog kennel there. State your full name and address.
It's Joanne Evans, 20870 Pepper Road, Georgetown, Delaware.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct the best of your knowledge?
I do.
All right, thank you. Thank you.
Good evening.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine.
This is pretty unique. A daycare for dogs.
For dogs.
Small type dogs or large type dogs or
all kinds of dogs.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and up to just 15.
Well, I just want to make sure that I can, you know, pay attention to all of them. I just wanted to start with 15 and make sure I can give them all the attention that they need.
Right.
And there would be no overnight stays. It's not like a boarding kennel.
Mm-hmm.
It was just during the day while people are at work.
Mm-hmm.
And they would drop them off before they go to work and then come back, you know, to pick them up afterwards. And there would be no feeding. I mean, I would give treats and things, and they would have water, but they wouldn't actually eat while they were there.
Now, do you have one big pen for them all? How each have
well,
runs?
Well, I would probably have the older and smaller ones separated from the larger dogs.
You have a run for them all, so they'll be separated then, all
yes.
of each individual?
They will not all be separated, no, because a daycare is more of like a social thing where they can interact with one another and play with one another.
Okay. All right, and this is only Monday through Friday?
Yes.
7 to 5:30?
Yes.
All right.
There's going to be runs for them? I mean,
no, I'll have a fenced-in area outside of the building for them to go out.
And be inside, too?
No, that will be outside. I'll have a fenced-in. I mean, the daycare will actually be inside the building, but then I'll have a door that they can go out that will be totally fenced in from them to go out and run.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So you can climb it. Well, that's what I meant. You've got a building. They'll have a building to go in.
Yes.
Okay. That's what I meant. Thank you.
Tell us how far you are from the property line there. Say 55 feet from Road 471.
Okay, I have that. The distance from Pepper Road would be 80 feet, the building from Pepper Road. Okay. And from Shortley Road, it would be 250 feet.
Okay. And how about the rear? That would be your rear. Shortley Road would be your front.
The building from the rear property is the question. Twenty feet.
How close is the neighbor's house?
I'm not really good with measurements, but I talked to everybody that is around me, and I even got signatures from them and sent them in, and nobody had a problem with it. I don't have too many that are close to me. I just have one lady that lives, like, directly across the street from me. I talked to her and then a couple down the road, which also have a dog, and they were actually happy about the idea.
Mr. Rickard, isn't there a 200-foot requirement from...
Correct, sir.
Was it advertised for that?
No.
Yeah, 200 feet from the closest property line.
Right here, and she's 20 feet from it.
Huh? But.
No, existing home.
Existing home, I'm sorry. Existing home. She's 20 feet. Right, 20 feet property line.
You said you didn't know how far you were from the closest
No, maybe my husband does, though.
You have to be sworn.
Sir, you like to come up and be sworn in, please? Appreciate it.
State your full name and address, sir.
It's Kenneth Evans, 20870 Pepper Road, Georgetown, Delaware.
You swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct, the best of your knowledge, sir?
Yes, sir. Can you ask the question again?
How far is this proposed kennel from the closest home?
The closest home, I'd about 500 feet. Okay. We do have, there's a home behind us to the left-hand side, and we're probably maybe 200 foot from it, but it's a trailer, and it was a hardship trailer that was put there on that property.
Nobody even lived
and
there.
The person that had the hardship, both of them have been deceased. So.
And the trailer's still there?
Yes.
You check on that. Should be removed. So that mobile home is within 200 feet or approximately 200 feet?
It's about 200 feet.
And any other dwelling on that property is further away?
Yes. Well, there's nothing else on that property.
Really?
Well, there is. There's two old chicken houses that are, like, abandoned.
And no other dwelling?
No.
About across the road?
Across the road, we have two, and one of them is about 500 feet, and then the other one is probably about 700 feet.
Mr. Chairman, I answered Mr. Mills' question. I'm in the process now of bringing that up to date with the medical hardships that
good.
All right. Thank you. So we got 200.
Do you have a time frame involved or in mind as to how long you would want to have your daycare, doggy daycare? It's limited to 5 years by law. At the conclusion of 5 years, you'd have to come back and reapply. Is it you're requesting the whole 5 years, I guess?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then you will have to come back then at the end of that 5 years. Okay. So it is for five.
Okay. Need to make certain that we are meeting all the setbacks, because if we were to grant it and then it didn't meet certain criteria, you would have to come back before the board. So I want to check with Mr. Rickard, were there any other setback requirements? 20 feet is sufficient from the property line?
No, it's 200 feet.
From the property line?
That's correct.
Yeah, I was told by Lawrence Lank when I went in there that it was 20 feet from the property line. That's who told me that.
What's the section with the setbacks? I don't know if it's 200 from the property line or 200 feet from an
existing house.
1523A?
Yeah, that doesn't have the setbacks. So that's just the 5 years.
It's in your definition.
Oh, it's a market kennel. Property line is 200 feet.
What was that? 200 feet property line.
Property line.
How much?
100. All property lines.
Mm-hmm.
All property lines.
Mm-hmm. All property lines.
That's going to be tough, isn't it? 200 feet from all your property lines.
Our house isn't even that.
No.
Uh-oh.
If that's the case, then it may require another hearing for that. In particular, which doesn't necessarily mean that you would have to pay another fee, but that should have been determined at the time of application.
Might have to.
But it may require additional time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, do it then. No, I didn't. He said he didn't either. Maybe we could look at it. You did. Yes. You got to be sworn in, sir, if you would like to speak to me. I'm sorry.
Lewis D. Collins, 20380 West Bonnie Grove Road. I do. The 20 feet was in back of her. Well, I own all that property. So I don't know.
Father.
That's my dog.
Oh, okay.
Now I got 65 acres. And I own on the one side of them and in back of them.
Oh, okay.
Does that make any difference? I mean,
not if the requirement is that the kennel itself has to be 200 feet from the property line. That's what we're trying to determine. If it has to be 200 feet from the property line or 200 feet from the nearest dwelling. If you can bear with us,
must be 200 feet from all property lines.
Mr. Cobb, your line.
Yeah.
Comes
right in here.
Your line comes together with that property in the back that has the old mobile home on it.
Yeah.
So I guess from our drawing, there's no way to tell exactly whether that would be your property or the adjacent property. Also, you probably know, but just looking at it and looking at the diagram, we can't tell. You see what I'm saying?
You have the diagram up there with you that I could. You just look at it and.
This is your parcel, correct? This is all your land, and this is their land.
Okay.
And this is
for runs.
That's a screen.
Yes, for runs. She's a I think it's what she said.
Yeah.
For a clarification, did you say you wasn't going to have runs or you're going to have runs for the dogs?
No runs for
the dogs.
It says
on commercial kennels,
it's
5 acres. Oh, 5 acres or more are more than five dogs of any age. Runs must be 200 feet from all property lines.
It's totally different from a kennel. That's what I'm trying to explain.
You don't have a run?
No, she's not going to have runs. She said
it's just a big fenced-in area so they can go out and go to the bathroom.
Because it's not like a kennel. A kennel is totally different than from what I'm doing.
Is it going to be cemented?
Inside the building, but no, outside.
We're all going to be inside one building, just have a big fence in here so they can go out, she said, and, you know, like play and whatever, be together, like mingle together.
It's any open pens, runs, right. Cages, kennels, right. All have to be 200 feet. So even her open
200 feet from what?
Pen.
From lot lines.
Lot lines, okay. So you need variances all the way around.
What section is it?
Right. That is 115.20.
Just means that it has to be re-advertised.
Number two,
for those variances.
B2.
You'd be okay there, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah.
B2.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Which we could table this case
until they got
and the other.
And do it all one time for them, right?
Right.
That'd be easier for them. Okay. Oh, me. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Pate? Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
There is one in favor.
One in favor, way over there.
Mom. Okay.
He made it. Hearing none, Chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion that we table case number 9831 until another hearing can be scheduled for the variance issues, and that for that hearing that no additional fees be charged.
Okay. Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that will table case number 9831 for variance issues only. Until they can be got it, and no additional charges will be incurred.
Well, okay. And I guess I should amend that and say not necessarily any limited to air variance issues, but any additional issues.
Any additional issues that they need to be brought in. Okay.
Aye.
All right, all those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried then.
Thank you.
Aye.
You're certainly welcome.
Case number